November is not the last month in the calendar, but it does hit us in the face with endings. First of all, the endings that we see around us in nature. Farmers are completing the harvest and hauling their grain to storage. The trees, at least the ones that remain after last year's derecho, have become barren after losing most of their leaves. The temperatures are definitely getting colder. Our entire lives are full of reminders of the end of things. Our material possessions don't last. Clothes go out of style, or we outgrow them, and so we buy new ones. Cars break down, so we purchase a new one, if we can find one. Marketers call this stuff built-in obsolescence, that things are not made to last, so that we have to replace them periodically and spend more money. We retire or get laid off, uncertain of new beginnings. Friends move away and loved ones die. Our bodies wear out with age and sickness. Advances in medicine promise cures for most major illnesses, which means we might live longer, but still not forever. And then we have to deal with estate planning and wills, and powers of attorney, and retirement accounts, and nursing homes. Worries about the future can cause us so much stress. Well, November also brings about the end of the church year. We began this month with All Saints and All Souls, remembering the dead. Our readings today certainly call attention to the end of things. They speak of trials and tribulations. The signs that accompany the end times sound rather ominous. The first reading sounds almost like the night of the living dead. And the gospel speaks of terrible occurrences in the forces of nature. We ourselves are called to deal with things such as COVID and climate change, rising inflation and shortages of goods and products. And for many people, the future is even more fearful. Death, final judgment, the afterlife. But our faith points to the future with hope, not with doom. In Daniel's vision in our first reading, Michael the archangel will rise up as a protector. The signs in the gospel point to the coming of the Son of Man as Savior. Our liturgy itself is meant to fill us with hope, to calm our fears. In the Creed, we proclaim, Jesus will come again to judge the living and the dead. In the Lord's Prayer, we say, Thy kingdom come. Within the liturgy, we proclaim Christ's death and resurrection until he comes again. God, even in the final chaos of life called death, is present to us. Life here in this world is only an introduction to our life in its fullness. That last chapter hasn't been written yet, but we know what it must include. The story of our lives must include consideration of those last things. Faith in God is an essential part of life, both here and hereafter. Faith, hope, and love are the virtues that lead us through life and will direct us, we trust, to the presence of God in eternity. Saint Benedict, in his rule for monks, advised them to keep death daily before their eyes. The end is not coming tomorrow Or is it? If we keep the last things in mind daily, God will be the first thing on our minds and in our hearts each day. Let us live as we should now, so as not to fear death.